To kick off series one of the Books in Action podcast, I met with Terry Spillard to chat about how he's put book theory into action. I'm your host, Rhiannon Gibbs, and this season I'll be chatting to guests about how they've applied ideas from books to improve personal performance. This podcast is for professionals, leaders, and frankly anyone who is interested in the application of theories and concepts from well-known business and personal development books. In this episode, we talk about how Terry has sustainably applied the 20-20-20 formula from Robin Sharma's book, The 5 AM Club. Here's our conversation.
Hi, Rhiannon. Thanks for inviting me over.
Thank you so much for joining us. So you've chosen to talk to us about the 20-20-20 formula from the book, The 5 AM Club by Robin Sharma. So first, tell us a little bit more about the book and the 20-20-20 concept.
Yeah, sure. So this is a story of a billionaire, and he is with an artist and entrepreneur. So the story itself is a little bit elaborate. It's intriguing. So you stick with the book, and it leads you to a bit of a path, really, around how the billionaire wants to sort of share this success with these two characters. And the objective of really the book is to rise at 5 AM. So no surprises there. But this is to focus the mind. So at the beginning of the day, there's no distractions. You've not got TV or social media. And hopefully it's an area or a time of the day where the brain isn't in worry mode, or it's not getting anxious, and you know, it's a perfect opportunity to focus on one thing. So the idea behind the book really is to sort of talk about the tranquility of the daybreak and getting up early, so that, you know, most people are still asleep and you've got that precious time to focus. So yeah, that's the story. I'm not giving away too much because it's not a book review after all, but what a way to start your day. And the author talks a lot about health set, heart set, and soul set, which in a nutshell is like physical health, well-being, and the spirituality sort of thing. So if you apply these at the peaceful time of 5 AM, he's basically coming to a conclusion that you've got a 20-20 formula, 20-20-20 formula. So he calls this the victory hour. So you break down the 60 minutes in 20-minute pieces. So the first 20 minutes is around physical health. So doing something where you might break into a sweat and release those really good chemicals. It almost settles the mud in the brain, so you've got clear vision and focus. The second 20-minute block consists of reflection and meditation. So you do a little bit of reflecting for the day and maybe a gratification journal that I've got, which I find really useful. And the last part, the last 20 minutes is time to learn. So it could be, I know you and I are big fans of audiobooks, Rhiannon, but listening to your favorite book or some sort of self-help. I've got like Inside Housing magazine and you know, you can pick up on what's going on there. So there's certain things you can do, but that first 60 minutes between 5 and 6 AM is what the author would refer to as the victory hour. And that's the formula that he refers to in the 20-20-20.
He makes you wait till about halfway through the book.
It does.
Because we all know something's coming at 5 AM, because during the book he makes them get up at 5 AM, or up before 5 AM to start everything. And he refers to this 20-20-20 rule. And it's gone halfway before he actually tells you the formula for it. But you've been applying this 20-20-20 formula for just over 3 years now. Tell me a little bit about how you started and how your adoption of that formula has evolved.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So please don't think that I've sprung out of bed, at 5 o'clock soon after reading this. There is like a gradual evolution here. So this kind of come about when I was doing exercise after work, and I was spending most of my time down the gym, and my partner didn't really appreciate that. So I had to do something where I still had work-life balance, but actually I was spending time at home as well. So I started going down the gym when it opened, which was 6 o'clock. But still feeling like it was a bit of a rush afterwards, not applying the formula. So I was doing bits subconsciously, but when I got handed this book as a, I think it was a birthday present a few years back, 3 years back or so, it really hit me. I thought, right, okay, I can do more with my mornings. This is that light bulb moment. This really resonates with me. So it started from there, really. I thought, right, okay, I'm going to try and get up, you know, maybe 20 minutes before I'm ready to rush down the gym at 6, and then I just pushed it around to 5 a.m. and as time's gone on, and particularly through the sort of the pandemic, I've just built it into a habit, and it even spills into my weekend now. You know, you think of the weekend as and lay-ins, but actually I find it really useful to apply it to the Saturday mornings as well. So that's kind of how it came about, Rhiannon.
That's commitment at the weekends as well. I think
it is.
The artist and the billionaire gave themselves the weekends off.
Amazing. Still have Sunday morning. I'm human. I still have Sunday mornings, but I've started to, you know, extend that out to Saturday mornings as well.
That's brilliant. Yeah, they talk about own your morning, elevate your life, don't they, in the book?
Brilliant. Yeah.
Through the book. Yeah. I think they probably say more than anything else. So would you say this routine is now second nature to you in the mornings? You found
definitely
your niche with it, found your groove.
Yeah, it's I would be confident to say it's almost my medicine, you know. So I get a lot of raised eyebrows when I talk about this. So I don't want to bored people with it, but actually it does work for me. It is my medicine, you know. When I move, when I exercise, I do feel better, and then I've got the sort of gratification side. So it's a really healthy habit to have, rather than hitting the snooze button 16-17 times previously. So for me, it's been a bit of a lifesaver, really. So
excellent. When we were chatting about this initially, we were discussing the fact that my husband has a 5 a.m. routine. It's not quite 20-20-20, but to maintain his sanity, he gets up at 5, he exercises, he does his breathing and his cold showers. And he you know, I think he developed that habit through COVID, and it's helped, you know, keep him sane during lockdowns and things like that. And, you know, you were reflecting on a similar experience during COVID.
I was, yeah. So I think last year was pretty hard for most of us, but where the gym was a place for me where, you know, it helped with my mental health and exercise, when that was taken away, it was difficult. So this formula really did help, just to stay focused and just create a habit that's good for me. And I think you can often feel like Groundhog Day when you, especially in lockdown, you know, it was very repetitive. But when you are going through the sort of the gratification journal and doing a bit of reflecting, you know, the roof over my head, the clothes that I'm wearing, the warmth of wind, you know, the radiators, for example, you know, the heating that we've got on, you just feel like that actually that I should be grateful for a lot more things and not to get complacent. So I found it really helpful when the going was tough last year. You know, there was some challenges at work, and you know, you ride through it because you've built in a really healthy habit through the 20-20-20 formula.
And do you think that all parts of the 20-20-20 formula are made equal, because you were clearly always doing the exercise, granted not at 5 a.m. but, you know, at the end of the day, were you doing the reflection and the sort of learning bits as well, or was the reflection new?
Yeah, so the newest part of this for me was the meditation. I often had thoughts of somebody on the top of the mountain top almost with their legs crossed and humming, but it's not that. It's just not that. It's so simple and it's so accessible. We've got some really good free apps on any smartphone, and I personally like guided meditation. It does help me focus just on my breathing, but I didn't realize how easy it was to do and how effective I find it, you know, the stress levels, etc. So out of all of the formula, I would probably say for me, the meditation was a bit of an eye-opener. I didn't realize how beneficial that was, and we were talking about, you know, another book that we've just listened to around the Tools of Titans, and most of those successful people are use meditation as a form of you know, lowering stress levels, etc. So that's probably one a takeaway from me, really, in the formula.
Yeah, it's fantastically enlightening, isn't it? When you hear about all of these really big business people and they all do that meditation, it's not something that they often talk about in interviews until they're actually asked about it.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
Got it. And what would you, have you got any tips? So people listening to this are going to think, yeah, that sounds fantastic. In theory and in the book, without wanting again to give too much away, the entrepreneur talks about how long it takes to develop a habit, and anybody that's read any books on habits, whether it's, you know, Micro Habits or the one by James Clear,
is it?
Thank you. James Clear, you know, about habits, will know that it takes, you know, around 60 days sort of to form a habit. And in the book, the billionaire talks about going to sleep in his gym gear so he can
it's pretty extreme, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would certainly say that it's don't just go straight into it. So for example, I will prepare the night before, so I will have the gym gear out ready, so it's looking at me when I do wake up and not hitting snooze button. Maybe go for 20 minutes before you're due to wake up, and once you've got that into routine, push a little bit further into 40 minutes and then reach that hour. It's not going to happen overnight, but if you can just stick to it, I think you will realize the benefits. And my partner will vouch for that. You know, I've been boring her for years about this, and she's really adapted well to it, and she's even accepted the fact that actually our mornings are calmer. We're not rushing around to get the kids to school, and we've got time to have that little bit of conversation before the day starts. So I would definitely advise people, just step by step, really. Don't expect this to happen overnight, but give it a go and stick to it. You know, try and build that habit in. If it's 60 days plus, then you're gonna have that in as a good habit.
And other side benefits you were talking about are things like better work-life balance later, because when the children finish school, rather than you being down the gym,
totally
for them, because you've done all the first thing in the morning, right?
Yeah, and I'm also I'm home before the kids get up, so I'm preparing them breakfast as well. And you know, the great thing about my job is it is very flexible. So, you know, I'm not rushing off to the office all of the time because I'm working from home. So I can prepare the kids' breakfast. I can take them into school when I need to. So it's, you know, it's that feel good factor, isn't it, of being an active dad and playing a part in their lives as well. So I'm very fortunate, very grateful for that.
Fantastic. And I mean, the principle is always meant to be flexible. I mean, they do emphasize that in the book, is while they talk about a 20-20-20 formula at 5 a.m., they were saying that, you know, it's not something to be rigidly stuck to. They realize that the rigidity could be a barrier to people adopting, you know, the underlying principle of do exercise, reflect and learn. And we were saying, I've got a young baby daughter, and doing something for an hour at 5 a.m. isn't possible for me. My husband does, you know, his thing at 5 a.m. so he can, like you, help with breakfast and getting the kids to school and stuff. But through the day, one way or another, I do some probably less reflection. I'm going to adjust that now based on conversations, but the exercise and the learning, you know, as you say, we both like listening to audiobooks and podcasts and things. And I think over time that will naturally become a sort of morning routine as our lives here fall down.
Definitely. Definitely.
Excellent. And any sort of final thoughts for people that might be listening and thinking, yeah, I could give this a go?
Yeah, don't rule it out. I get a lot of people raising their eyebrows going, well, what on earth is he getting up at five if he's not got anywhere to go? But actually, you know, if you are feeling like you're struggling in the mornings or throughout the day and you're not focusing, and I would say just have a go at it. And like you say, Rhiannon, it's not got to be rigid, like 20 minutes, right, I'm finished, I must move on to the next thing. You know, it's evolved through time, and I know exactly what suits my body. So, I'd certainly recommend it to anybody that maybe wants to make their day a little bit more productive.
I love that. Thank you so much, Terry, for joining me on the Books in Action podcast. For our listeners, you can find Robin Sharma's book, The 5 a.m. Club, from any good retailer. To keep up with the latest episodes, follow Adesi Consulting on LinkedIn and subscribe to our newsletter. And if you've read a book that's inspired you to take action, then consider being a guest on our podcast. Find all the details in the show notes.